This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado unemployment claims appear to have slowed after the beginning of the pandemic. Last week, more than 38,000 Coloradans filed for unemployment, down more than 43% from the previous week. It's the second week in a row that the number of claims has fallen. Fewer businesses are seeking to operate in Colorado. Here's CPR's Sarah Mulholland.
New business filings for the state declined 5.6% during the first quarter, according to researchers at CU Boulder. On top of that, applications for trademarks dropped more than 15%. According to the report, the declines point to a bleak employment picture for many months to come. Colorado's jobless rate exceeded the national average last month. The state's reliance on tourism and the energy sector is fueling unemployment. In fact, new business filings started to slow in February, prior to any COVID-19 related lockdown due to turmoil in oil prices. The slide accelerated dramatically in March when social distancing took effect. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
There are new details about the dispute between Gunnison County and the Attorney General of Texas. When Gunnison County barred non-residents because of coronavirus, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton said that was unconstitutional because it denied Texans access to vacation homes they own in the county. New records reviewed by the Associated Press show that among Texans who own property in Gunnison County is a college classmate and political donor of the Attorney General. A Paxton spokesman says it's normal for the Attorney General to speak with Texas residents about Texas issues. Gunnison County has stood by its locals-only order. This is CPR News.